Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa. Uh-oh. Here I am thinking I unmuted you.
Oh, am I unmuted now?
I thought you were unmuted. Hello? Before. Hi. Yeah.
Hi. And my name is unmuted. I mean, my name is Liz.
I had pressed a button.
Oh, I know you did, but it was the wrong one.
It was that pressed the wrong.
Okay. I don't know what happened. I mean, I'm just full. Yeah, I'm just going to apologize for anything that's going to come out of this mouth today. So have our little pre-show disclaimer. Oh my goodness.
Hi.
So
hi Liz.
Girl.
Hey.
Oh my God. So after Tuesday's show, time going to my mother's apartment without her there. So what was lovely was that it was myself and our aide who is staying on to help us, and she's like a sister. And it's really lovely. As a matter of fact, she said, you know, and we speak in Spanish to each other. She said, you know what my husband said to me? She goes, Liz isn't your boss. She's your friend. And that made me so happy because she's, I hate to say it, but she's worked for, you know, affluent families.
Mm-hmm.
Culturally very different, you know,
mm-hmm.
has been treated like the help.
Right.
And it's so beautiful. So my girlfriend and I surprised her because one of my dearest friends, who I've known since I'm 18 years old, who also knew my mother, the reason why we have this wonderful aide is because she used to take care of my mother's friend who had to be relocated to a nursing home out of state. So the doorbell rings and Rocio, that's the name of the aide, opens the door, and it was so great because it was like a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so wonderful. So in the way normally, you know, when people die, people gather, not my family. We don't gather. That's the opposite of your family. I have such a family, tiny. Actually, I think the only family I have left, I want to say, are my siblings. I mean, I have cousins in Latin America, but, you know, I don't mess with them. You know, we're not close. Yeah, so I guess my immediate family outside of my children would be my brother and my two sisters. We'll see how that's going to play out because that's going to be very interesting. So it wasn't that normal, you know, let's get together and have some cake and coffee, you know,
right.
type of thing that people do. So this was sort of my version of it without even realizing it. And it was lovely. So it's with one of my dearest friends that I've known my whole life and our mutual friend, my mother's aide and her mother's former aide. So we ordered takeout. We're having lunch. It was very moving because I think I mentioned that my mother always wore this charm necklace that I gave her when we adopted my younger son, which were these little stick figures with gemstones for the three grandchildren, my three children, one in heaven, two here, and I didn't want to clean them. The necklace wasn't dirty, but even if it was, I didn't want to touch it. I wanted to leave my mother's energy on it. And that was very emotional. And Rocio helped, you know, close the clasp on it. And my girlfriend comes over, and that was a great comfort. So we're, you know, packing things up and organizing and sorting, and you do what you do. And it's crazy because my mother downsized to a studio apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But with a lot of storage, so it was deceptive, but we're really moving through it swiftly, and we're not rushing. I mean, if we wanted to be lunatics, we could probably get out by the end of the month. I don't think it's necessary, and if people want to expedite that because they want to get a little more money in their check, and I'm not even asking. I trust my brother so much, and there's so many stories of, like, when someone dies, like, the ugly comes out because it's, you know, money will do that. And I'm just choosing, my brother is the executor of the estate. If there is such a thing as an estate, who knows? But whatever savings that my mother had in place to take care of herself because of due to what we just went through, you know, we didn't know would her money outlive her or vice versa. And if she was going to hang on for a while, she would have run out of money, but she didn't. So whatever. So I'm not even concerned with that. When it is revealed, you know, when it reveals itself, I'm going to honor that with the grace and dignity that I learned from my mother. So we're going through things, and this totally freaked me out, what I'm about to tell you. So my girlfriend pulls out a photo album. There's only one photo album. And I knew that my mother had, like, gotten rid of, like, the photo albums, or she had dispersed them when she downsized after my father died from the apartment I grew in, which was like a house, actually. Mm-hmm. It was a really big apartment. And then my mother's downsized. So my girlfriend has this photo album. And boy, was I blindsided. So apparently, I never knew this, but it makes complete sense, that my mother made a photo album. I might get emotional.
It's okay.
That she intended to give to me, and that was chronicling my pregnancy with my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Who had passed away. So she never gave it to me because a few days after her birth, she died.
Right.
The baby died.
Right.
So, of course, she's not going to give it to me. It's like when you know, I came back to my apartment, because I went actually to my mother's house to recover from the pregnancy, because it was much nicer than the apartment that I was in, which was not the apartment I'm in now, which is a very nice apartment, but it was like a little tiny one-bedroom apartment that my ex-husband and I were going to stay for maybe the first year or two of our baby's life, and then we would have moved into this apartment that we're in right now. But anyway, it's showing. First of all, I look like I'm 15 years old. I look like a teen mom. It's so shocking. So shocking. I really did. I could have been on that show, Teen Moms. I could have been on it. And I forgot that I had a baby shower. You know, you have trauma. You forget. And you don't recognize. I'm looking at this. I'm like, who's this oddly familiar person who's pregnant? And the cards I got from the baby, I forgot about the baby shower, pictures of my mother and my ex-husband assembling, I guess, like a bassinet, I don't even know. And my mother was my age.
Oh, wow.
The pictures, my age today.
Wow.
So this is like a bad, like, telenovela. The fact that my mother dies in the middle of the night of my daughter's birthday. I mean, she waited, but still, if it's dark outside, it's still the same day, in my opinion. So my mother dies in 4:25 a.m., you know, in the middle of the night of my daughter's birthday, and they're both, like, deceased. I'm sorry. So she kind of waited. Well, let me just hold on. Is it after midnight? Okay, I'm going to go now. Okay, so that was her courtesy. Okay, that's cute. And to find this album. And I told my girlfriend, I looked at the pictures. It really freaked me out. I said, do me a favor. Please take the pictures out of the album. Please throw away the cards and put these pictures in an envelope, because I don't know when I can look at those again. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put them away. And then my kids can be traumatized, you know, when I die. Okay. But, that really threw me. That really threw me for a loop. And it was so lovely that I was with two wonderful women that I could feel very safe and vulnerable with.
Mm.
But that was, that was a little curveball I didn't expect. But, you know, I muddled through and, marked what I wanted to take. I did ask my ex-husband that when we have to vacate, that he, because he has a car, to help me move things, because I'm going to inherit a TV that's fit for a pimp. I'm really excited. I'm going to get her TV. Yeah. She had a pimped out TV. And my son's going to get the TV that I have. Oh, yes. So we'll do that. And that's probably an opportunity, not whatever. That's going to be an occasion to be civil with my ex-husband. Of course, one of my kids has to be there. I don't want to be with him alone. But he really loved my mother. And I want to be kind, but sometimes people mistake kindness for revenge. Mm-hmm. No, we're not. If there's a takeaway from my mother's loss, and I think I said this on Tuesday, life is too precious. I really don't want to waste energy being resentful, angry, bitter. I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. We have so little time left. This is like so in my face. So that took a life out of me. And then yesterday was my first day back at work, because Monday was a holiday and Tuesdays and Thursdays are my days off, thank God. So I always have like a buffer in between. And I love that in educational institutions, the mask mandates are still in force. But it's really funny. The mask mandates are sort of like seen in New York, but it's funny. New Yorkers are like, oh, no. Okay, that's cute, but we don't trust anybody. So New Yorkers, we are full on with the mask for the most part. Like I'm noticing, like, wow, like I'm kind of pleasantly surprised. And the mask is my best friend. Because it's really been like a layer of protection. I mean, sure, from Corona, but also from people seeing, you know, my exhausted face or my sad face or whatever face that I have. But I just suited up. I don't know how I got through an 8-hour day, but I did. And very grateful that I'm holding space with you all. And that's kind of it in a nutshell. But I had no idea. And it's crazy that my mother held on to it, because she had moved. She had moved from two apartments prior to this one.
Oh, wow.
The one I grew up in, a one-bedroom that was way overpriced, and then the studio apartment. So we're talking, took that album with her. And I guess she thought, well, Liz will discover it after I'm gone. It's too painful. I don't blame her. Why would she give that to me? To watch me fall apart? So, yeah.
Right.
That I
but
fell
she couldn't
apart.
Bear to throw it away either.
Exactly. That was so touching. And she did it really nicely, like scrapbooking, you know?
Aww.
I'm like, oh. So she must have asked my ex-husband for these pictures and the cards from the baby shower.
Oh yeah,
so I certainly did give it to, yeah, and it was crazy because I was so happy. Like, oh, that's what that looks like. not that I haven't experienced happiness since. But when you go through something so traumatic, it's you live your life with scar tissue. That's all. You know, you're just you're amputated. You know, you're an emotional amputee. So it takes a little, you know, it's just a different, recognize that girl. I'm like, who the hell is this?
You were what, 25?
No, I was 25 when I first got with him. No, I was like 32.
32, wow.
But I look like I was like a teen mom. I look like a teen mom. So funny. I'm like, ooh, we'll put her in a home for wayward girls. Oh, my God.
She ain't got no business having a baby at that age.
She got no business. Oh, my. There was a really funny picture. I'm like 5 months pregnant, and I'm wearing like a Rastafarian wig. It's really fun. Like, it's just these goofy, you know, showing off my belly. Oh, my God. And I'm like, who was I pregnant with? Oh, my God. And I'm like, that's not Cole. That's Faith. I'm like, oh, my God. And I saw the invitation for the, and I saw the date, 1995. And I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't even realize I had a baby. And I don't think I had a baby shower with Cole. Because it was all I could do to get through that pregnancy.
Sure.
It was such a high-risk pregnancy. Yeah, right. So my one and only baby shower, I totally blocked out. I forgot.
Mm.
I forgot that any of those pictures were taken. I forgot all of that. See, my ex-husband's so young. I mean, crazy. Crazy.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa. Yeah, so I can't look at those again. That was really hard. Yeah, we had video footage of Faith when she was a baby. I saw it once; it nearly killed me.
Oh wow!
And then I put the like in my arms and alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I pulled a numerology card for you while you were talking. It was just
thank you.
And you'll appreciate this. It's the number one, new beginnings.
Hello.
That's,
you got that right. Yep.
New beginnings. I'm like, okay.
New beginnings.
Speaking of readings.
Yes. Does somebody need a thing?
Well,
a card?
Jen, hello to Jen and Marguerite in the chat, but Jen had asked early on, is it possible to get a card for the day for everyone?
Of course. Yes. Yeah, that's perfect. And after our little conversation, even more perfect. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, that was cute.
Touching.
Let me find it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I am on the database, so.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Okay, so the number associated with this message is 215. Oh, that's the area code for Philly, 215. Why do I know these things? Okay, here's a message. Oh, wow. You're beaming below to illuminate and create shadows below. Your shadows are an unnecessary anchor to the past.
Whoa.
Damn. Wow. I'll read it again. That's crazy. Your awakening self is like the sun beaming below to illuminate and create shadows below. Your shadow, necessary anchor to the past. I don't even know what that means, but it's making sense. 215. I have no idea what that means, but I like it.
Well, it kind of goes with the card I pulled. Well, what's the number one? Then that one is the middle of that sequence of 215.
Right.
But I was trying to get the visual
of
like the sun below.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Whether that's, it could be sunrise, sunset, right, in a sense. But also, just in terms of shadow, like there's always, you know, here we go, the word duality. We live in a world that is about duality. And so there's that, wherever the sun is, like that's daytime on that side of the planet, but on the other side of the planet, it's nighttime.
Right.
But then there's shadow.
So
So the shadows, they're just saying, you know, it's a new day. It's always going to be a new day.
You think? Yeah.
Always.
New day.
It's a new day.
Oh,
so
my God.
It's like work with it, because you're not going to stay in darkness for too long. And then, and it's just a cycle. You know, there was a time as a kid when I was afraid of the dark.
Right.
And the way to to combat that. For me as a kid, I would literally sleep with a blanket over my head. You know, between the coffee and probably not getting any oxygen, it's no wonder. I'm only 5'2". But, you know, it's I figured if they, whoever they are, can't see me, then I'm safe. Mm-hmm. So it was like I'm afraid of the dark, but then I also stayed in perpetual darkness in a sense, right? But it was a comforting darkness
right.
to me versus being out and about. Anyway, 215 goes from this. You know, the two of being supportive, helpful, being in partnership, being cooperative. To me, that's a natural state of being. I mean, literally for me, it's a natural state of being, like being helpful, being in partnership, knowing that you're part of something, and then going to just the self, the one. Sometimes when you just focus on that, we start off with duality, with the two, and then we look at, oh, but what about me? And then we go into this one phase of, everything's about me. But then when you go through the other side of that, almost when you honor that side, you honor the side that is you, and you honor the side that is not you, but still part of you. That's the two and the one. Then you go through it with this five of experience and a bigger expansive understanding of who you are in the world. And you have these experiences. You actually understand more about what your life is, and it's not so much trying to compartmentalize everything, but realizing it is part of a whole. It's an integration of sorts. I mean, you add all that up, it ends up being an 8.
Oh, so, wow!
Yeah, right. So it really is switching gears from like the smallest part to something bigger and realizing you are part of it. You're part of all of it. And the part that you can now maybe grasp is realizing what you have been creating all along in the darkness and in the light, because it's not as separate as we think. It literally is a different perspective of it. It's a, you know, it's looking at the shadow of it and looking at what's causing that shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually not that far. It's not that different. It's just, like for me to figure out that, like I'm today years old realizing, oh, I was still in the dark underneath this blanket, but I felt safe.
Right.
Because that was my perspective.
Right.
But I was still in the dark. So I was still embracing the dark,
right.
just embracing a different part of it.
Right.
So, yeah, interesting. I've never heard you read that one before.
No, I never read it before. I don't, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's like 1,200 messages.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing the show for a while, though, so I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, that's true. you know, that's true. That's true. Actually, you know what? That's true. Oh my God, that's funny. Did we just, isn't this season one?
Still season one.
Isn't
the longest season
isn't
ever.
Isn't this season one? 12 years later. I mean, bitch, we were doing this before that word podcast was even a thing. Internet radio. Radio. There we go. That's not funny.
That's too funny.
Crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah, that's. I like that message.
I do too.
It plays at these illusions that we always talk about. So the things that are big, scary shadows, that's still also an illusion. And as
right.
we understand mm-hmm. how it's not even like someone's trying to play a trick on you. That's literally just how the light is hitting it. That's it.
That is so brilliant. It's all how the light is hitting it. So even like when you're talking about like, you know, the duality, and of course you're going to think about like the other side of the world. I'm thinking about, well, when you go outside and you're on the street and the shadow hits the light, and you're like, oh, see, this is how my little world is. When you go outside, you're on the street, you see a shadow, and you're thinking about, well, Australia, New Zealand. I'm thinking like walking to the corner. But I was thinking of when the shadow hits you. There's you see the shadow, but it's illuminated by light because it's the light is casting shadows because it's mm-hmm. casting the shadow based on hitting. So if it's hitting you and you look down, you look below, you see
right.
the shadow, and you could see it because the light's illuminating the shadow. So I was thinking that. I wasn't going to New Zealand, but I was thinking nice. That. I was just going outside my house. Okay, so going to the port. I was going to the bodega. For those of you that don't know, a bodega is where you go to get, you go to the bodega. It's a very New York thing. I don't know if they have it at other places. When you go to the corner, you get your, you know, your buttered roll and your coffee. You get your bacon, egg, and cheese and your coffee, and you keep it moving. But anyway, go to the bodega. I don't know.
It's bodega or New Zealand. It depends on where you are, you know.
Well, that's the difference between, because, you know, that's the difference between you and me. You're in New Zealand, I'm going to the bodega to get my coffee.
Nothing wrong with the bodega. Off. Just like there's nothing wrong with New Zealand.
Nothing wrong with either one of these. These are the bookends. So we're going to get a message in the chat. You know, Elise, you should really just do your own show.
Stop.
Because that moves.
No.
Even though I will ask for a card. I'm going to ask for a card, but I really don't like that list. But I'm going to ask for a card anyway.
Stop.
Anyway.
Stop it right. I'm going to mute you.
Why?
Don't make me mute
what
you.
I can do what I want.
Don't make me mute you.
Don't make me mute you. I'm going to put a muzzle on that. I'm going to put a muzzle on her.
But here's the cool thing is because your understanding of that message and what, you know, your visual for that is basically the same thing as mine. It's still a shadow. It's still dealing with shadows.
Yeah, but you're going to the other side of the world. I'm going to the corner. So I think, you know, it's very interesting, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's basically the same
thing. It's the same
thing. We have to have these different ways of explaining.
Well, that's why it's the lowest effect, and that's why it's you and me. That's hello. Because that's how, right?
Well, I also did some journaling last night about the upcoming new moon, which is
I don't even know about it.
Well, because
of March?
Next week,
Wednesday. Please, I'm just talking to the universe, bitches. Please be gentle. the last kick my please, bitches. I'm calling the universe, bitches. Oh, listen. Because I have to go into gallows humor when I'm grieving. Like I could have so many HBO comedy specials. I actually had the nerve. It made me laugh. I'm like, bitch, you got some nerve. I actually had the nerve to refer to my mother and my daughter. Come on, look, those two, they're tag teaming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know, you know, we got, okay. And I was talking to the two, and I'm like, you better watch out for me and the kids. You better keep us safe. You better keep
mm-hmm.
us together. And I said, you hoes
better. you hoes better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You hoes better. Watch out. No, I mean, I don't mean it literally. I just think it's funny. And I can get away with it because now that my mother's gone, because I was very much myself, but the PG-13 version. I was not the rated NC-17, but I was PG-13. So I got away with a lot with my mother than most people. I could kind of push the envelope a little bit with her and she would still laugh. But now I can just go full out and call her and my daughter a hoe, because why not? You hoes better watch out, because listen, they're good. They're doing their thing. Watch out for us. I still have a kid in high school. Watch out for us.
And you know they will. You know they will.
Yeah. I'm going to take full advantage. Oh, full advantage. Absolutely.
Well, my last night at our house, we were all just like sharing different crystals. It just started. My cousin Rose is spent the night with us last night. This is Anna's sister, and they're
I saw pictures.
So that was really cool. They came over, and after dinner, we had dinner here at the house. Amy comes by. And, well, she's with us, but she had given us these little tiger's eye stones in the shape of a crescent moon. They were really pretty. And she's like, you guys can pick whichever one you want. And so then we all started talking about crystals, and, you know, Rose was wearing a crystal around her neck and I had crystals in my pocket. And so all of a sudden it's like show and tell, what about these? You know? So, so then I was talking about, like, I guess maybe I should try to, you know, clean the stone. You can cleanse the stone by putting it on the windowsill during a full moon. And
during
and
a
Amy,
full moon, right.
And Amy was of the opinion, she's like, well, you know, sometimes full moon energy gets kind of crazy. She's like, I prefer to do it during a
that's
new moon.
That's true.
And I said, and no. And that's when she said, yeah, and there's a new moon coming up soon. And so I started Googling it.
Okay.
And so I came across this
good.
Website that said it's called – it's Woman – of course, you're going to laugh at that. WomenAndHome.com. WomenAndHome.com. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this website before, but that's what came up. And mm-hmm. so it's a Pisces new moon. So but that – which makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Pisces,
that's Pisces
faith, season.
Right. And that's faith – that's
that's right, that's her sign because, yes.
Her sign, because it's the sign, right.
So, let's see. This Pisces new moon is about a shared vision for harmony, one of faith,
mm-hmm.
hope,
mm-hmm.
and love.
Hello. Oh, is that hope or ho? Oh, hope. Okay, go ahead.
For you, it could be ho, but, you know, faith, ho, and love. I'll edit where appropriate.
yes.
Okay. That when we see past our differences, we can unite around a common cause, one that inspires us to live our individual truths and set ourselves free from the burdens of restrictions and pessimism.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, mm-hmm. That's so this, crazy. That's like my siblings and my mother's death. That's what this, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, okay. Keep going. I'm listening.
This new moon is about feeling inspired again, reminding us that it's okay to hope for a better outcome, that there is space for all of us to thrive.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's officially at 12:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 2nd. And let's see what else it says. Any manifestation rituals receive a beneficial boost of extra charge, especially when performed within this time frame of the new moon. 2 weeks preceding this new moon and after. For the 2 weeks preceding the new moon and after. So you got some time there. But so I started journaling because I figured, you know, it's good to do that.
Let's see here.
I knew I had something else here that I wanted to read. But maybe that was the main part. And then it goes into, like, what it means for each sign. So there are some questions for Taurus. Like, basically, it's basically dreaming big. Like, what is it that you want to be doing? All of them are of that of that sort. Here we go. Use this lunation to move forward with confidence
lunation.
And hope. Lunation.
That's my
even if
name.
No one is
lunation.
Entirely sure. He's right.
Sorry. Lunation. Sorry. I apologize at the top of the show, so I'm good.
I know. It's a time for optimism as we begin closing out the long winter season and look ahead to the fresh start of spring. Remember that with new moons, we're always tasked with having faith to keep going despite being in the literal and proverbial dark. With the moon's light being obscured by the sun, new moons ask us to plant seeds despite not knowing exactly how they will grow. That was the part I was trying to look for.
That ties into the message, you know.
Right. That's why I'm like,
all
that.
This is all it's all connected.
Yeah. So this, I'll finish that sentence. Use this lunation to move forward with confidence and hope, even if no one is entirely sure how it's going to turn out. Stay positive, remain hopeful, and bask in the cosmic optimism. It's a time to bet on yourself and bet on the best possible outcome. Best possible income. Best possible outcome. It's
cosmic optimism. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Cosmic
optimism.
Yeah, I like that. Optimism. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Can't really say that in mixed company. What do you mean? I'm an atheist. Shut up. cosmic optimism. It's like, shut up. This is why I don't talk to anybody, but shut up. But I like that, cosmic optimism, you know, in the wrong hands, that's just going to be so misconstrued.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And I've come to the conclusion, I actually have said this to the students I'm teaching, that when you feel misunderstood, you feel not understood and not valued, that's when you don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. So unless you feel understood and valued, you know, lay low because we're vulnerable. Wow. New Nation. I'm gonna be at my shift starts at 2 a.m. from 2 to 4. You can see New Nation at the club.
We are a part
called
of
Cosmic Optimism. The club Cosmic Optimism featuring New Nation. I'm telling you, that's a thing. That's crazy. All that connected.
Yeah, right.
So interesting. Yeah, I'm telling you. Wow. Well, thank you for that. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and let me send this to you. I can find it.
And it sounds like such a pedestrian. It's not right. It sounds like such a pedestrian name for a website. Like, what? They're gonna give me like how to serve my man a hot meal. Like, it sounds so 1950s.
Yeah.
Woman and home.
Recipes
I'm like, what?
For the home.
Is this an? Yeah. Yeah, is this like an Amish website for like Amish housewife? Like what?
Woman at home.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. So I just sent this to you. You can look up your song.
Oh, thank you ever so. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
And so, yeah, here's Marguerite. She puts her crystals out in the new moon. So that's totally, most of my crystals are pretty much already on the windowsill. Always.
Right.
So I'm
waiting for
Elisa
Etheridge to come through.
Come through her my window. Yes.
Yes. Melissa, we're still waiting. Come on. Come on. Come through the window. Elisa's waiting. Come on.
Although to be fair, she is a Gemini, and I usually don't think about dating Geminis. So.
And of course you know this. Of course you know this whole side. Of course you do. You know, off the top of your head, you just know Melissa Etheridge's sign. Why?
Yeah, because I know that kind of stuff.
The patron saint? Okay, what's Katie Lang's sign?
She is a Scorpio.
No, stop it!
What?
Okay, wait. This is funny. What's the sign of the Indigo Girls?
Well,
no.
One's a Cancer.
Stop
it was an Aries.
No, stop it. You're not even looking. Oh, my God. This is a funny
All right,
game.
So the same reason why I got into numerology and astrology is because I could remember people's birthdays. I have a very large family. So even if I can't remember
sure
the
do.
Exact day, I'll remember the sign. I've had a long time to kind of, you know.
But, girl. I
and celebrities
just like,
are easy to do because they have their whole birthdays. I'm like, oh yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Off the top of your head, you know that
all right.
That's really
I
funny.
Know.
Lead
that's singer
really
of Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, also a Scorpio. What
okay,
else?
Okay, you need to stop. You need to stop.
Adam Ant, Scorpio.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. Okay, now you're like, I think you need to like get tested for something.
Cyndi Lauper, Gemini.
Girl, that's kind of you. But I was like, okay, lesbian icon singers. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, that's really funny.
When I study something and I want to know something,
girl,
I'll know
true.
As much as I can. So that
the
birthday is of course
going to
be the first thing.
I'm going to go to the bodega, and that's how you're going to go to New Zealand. That's a difference, because hello, that's the difference between, hello, you like go full in. I'm very impressed. That's so funny. I'm very, very impressed. Wow. Sarah Paulson. Okay. Sarah Paulson.
I don't know her that
it.
Well, but I would guess. Sarah Paulson.
Stop
I would
it.
Guess that she's probably a Libra because she's so pretty. But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I'm coming up with okay, all the lesbians are coming up with that's so funny. Okay, we're going to stop. Okay, that's really funny. I like that game. I can't believe that you have answers for everybody. And then like other people, Adam Ant. That's so random.
Now I know Sarah Paulson's a Sagittarius. She has the same birthday as one of
oh,
my little
Jesus.
Brothers in my fraternity. So there you go.
Oh, girl. You're killing me. Killing me. Okay. That's funny. I'm saying it so glibly, like, yeah. I mean, everybody knows that. I'm like, no, not everybody does know that. Elisa, the hell? Damn, I'm scared of you. Oh my God.
But you know, if
wow.
if something like astrology and numerology are things that are important to me that I really like, of course I'm going to remember people's birthdays, and of course I'm going to, or their sign. It's one way I categorize people. It's hard to not do it. Like, it's hard to resist that temptation
of
asking, because it's so easy to be afraid to ask people. And now I'm like, oh, so what's your birthday?
Right.
And I'm like, oh yeah, usually they're okay. I try not to make it look like I'm going to like look them up and, you know, steal their identity
or something
like that.
I
realize like, okay, I got to be careful, you know, with how my attitude is, because I'm that's too much work for me to do all that stuff. But
yeah, of course.
You know, I'm not going to get into years necessarily, but I can usually remember birthdays or at least the sign. Or sometimes I can guess.
Somebody
off.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to throw off Leos because they think you don't know, but Leos are so Leo that you can always guess a Leo, and then they're like, oh my God, you know me. I'm like,
how did it? Right.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic.
I mean, you took up all the air in the room, but okay. Yeah, it's magic. Oh my God. But you know what? When I think about it, because we've been doing the show for 12 plus years now, which is insane. When we have callers and repeat callers, you're really good at remembering their sign or pretty close to their birthday. So that's true. So you do have that. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah. And no offense to Raven, who is a Gemini. I mean, Geminis are lovely. I just have never really dated any Geminis. And I know that Jen is a Aries. I want to say that's right.
Oh, so she has a birthday. She has a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm. I want to say it's in
Aries?
April. Early April.
Okay.
Like.
That would make sense.
Like the third, maybe? I
don't know. Maybe she'll type in to say. Maybe she'll type in. But I love that. Thank you, Jen, for requesting that message, because it led to this whole new moon situation and then this insane lesbian icon birth sign conversation.
Yeah, you're the one that keeps fixating on Melissa Etheridge and coming through a window. I have not ever brought her
up. You know, I know, but then you knew her sign, and then we went down this rabbit hole. This isn't Alisa. Just when you... You know, you said your crystals with the window. Of course, I'm thinking, you know, she got to come through. She needs to come through.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So let me know, is there any more conversation in the chat from our listeners? Because we're totally hogging up all this airspace. Let me make sure we're good.
Let's see. Oh. April 3rd, I was right. April 3rd, bingo.
April 3rd, okay.
And Jen is asking, who is your favorite lesbian? That's a hard one. I don't know. Like celebrity lesbian.
All of them.
Hmm.
All of them.
All of
the
them.
The soccer team. All of them.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Yes.
She makes it sound
big
ol' hoe. No selections whatsoever. She says she would go with Billie Jean King. That's respectable. She's an icon, totally an icon. Yeah.
She is an icon. Oh yeah. She is and a pioneer.
Yes, you literally said that when she typed it in. She was a pioneer. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
We've been for a minute. Right. Right. Right.
I would probably pick the group, the Indigo Girls, because they are from, you know, where I live.
They're from Georgia. Right.
They're from Georgia.
True.
One of them, they both ended up meeting at my old alma mater, my at Emory.
Of course they did.
And they're still, they're true to their core. Like, that's what they do. They do their music. They have, they're definitely activists. But they put out some really good music.
That's a good choice. Their music is good. I mean, really crossed over, you know.
Yeah.
And they're still like touring and stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah, they are. They did a lot of Zoom concerts
over the
past couple of years when they, you know, they couldn't tour, but they would do a lot. I mean, those concerts, like all of my friends, everyone from Emory was like, oh my God, I see you on here. You know, like they're chatting. We're all in chats on the different platforms.
They would play at
Emory every so often, you know, during alumni weekend or homecoming. And it was like this huge gathering.
Nice.
Everybody loved coming.
Oh, how wonderful.
And they're just so generous with their talent and with their time, and I'm definitely not an activist, but I appreciate people who are on that leading edge, and they've been doing it.
That's their mission. Yeah.
For
that's
as long
purpose.
As they've been
yeah.
doing music, you know, whenever they found they have this platform, they've been using it in a lot of different
that's
ways
nice.
and not flashy mm-hmm. ways either, because they're definitely not flashy
right.
people. But
no, they're not.
They are not flashy at all. But yeah, I think I like that they've been able to reach so many generations of people too.
Yeah, and across, you know, across everything, like, because the music is good. I mean, people mm-hmm. know who they are. You know, they're not some
right.
random, you know, indie group. And whatever happened to Katie Lang?
I don't know. She has a really beautiful
voice,
too.
You know what I'm saying?
Too.
And talk about crossover. Mainstream crossover. What happened to her? Yeah, whatever happened to Katie Lang? Yeah,
that's
she
like
really.
I'm waiting for VH1 to do a, you know, where are they now? Like pop up video type.
Yeah,
thing.
Where are they now?
That's
what
how
happened?
I got most of my information.
Yeah.
By the way, back in the day, you know, VH1.
Oh yeah,
and TV.
But where are they now? Where are they now?
Where are they now?
And I was speaking to a friend of mine, and I don't know how Sinead O'Connor came up.
Oh, wow.
And she's in,
I saw her in concert.
And she's in,
amazing.
And I love her. Love her. So she's in some remote village in Ireland. But I'm really sorry to say, and I was so sad to hear it, that a month ago her son committed suicide.
Yeah, I saw that. I
didn't know that. Yeah, I haven't been really paying too much attention to the news lately.
Sure.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I wasn't aware, so that's very sad. So
Yeah,
it's sad when that happens. You don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Very tragic. But that's a good question. Who is Elisa's favorite lesbian? Hmm. Take a poll. Interesting.
And what has been
interesting
is that the last couple of nights in my dreams, I've had not like random lesbians showing up, but I wish, but but like I've woken up like, man, what was going on, you know? And now I can't remember the night before the dream, because I remember I did talk into my voice recorder just so I could get it all out, but now I don't even remember what that is. I just remember that it was a dream and enough for me to have to talk about it in my sleep whisper, because I was not opening my eyes to do much. I was like, I just got to talk.
Right.
And to this morning, the dream did have an ex in it. The thing is, I'm actually friends with my exes. I mean, we're not like,
that's
hey,
good.
Let's hang out. Because none of them live here, thank God. But
right.
That makes it a little easier.
They can come through your window, and that's good.
Right. They're not going to show up. But, right. You know. This is one of my exes who, you know, she's always been very affectionate. I mean, talk about mixed signals. It's like, what are we doing? Like, you need to just back off.
Yeah, I
you
hate
know?
That. Exactly. What day is it? What time is it? Like, no, it's not, you know, it's Monday, 2:00. It's not, you know, 3 weeks from now, 8:00. Like, what's going on?
But in the dream, there's a lot happening, obviously. All of my dreams have a lot happening. There's, like, full-on movies happening.
Yes. There's so many things happening when you dream, I know.
In one part of the dream, I'm at a table, I guess a dinner table. And I know why I'm eating the meal I'm eating. It's a meal I ate last night with my aunt at a Japanese restaurant. We had really good salmon. It was really good. But that was a dish. And and X was hanging out near me, like just trying to be close and wanting to make sure that, you know, I had her attention. But I was also watching something on the TV screen, like a video game of some sort. But the video game And there are other people around too. I mean, there's definitely other attractive people around.
Right.
But I think she was making sure that I was paying attention to her, but I was also watching this video game, and almost like I was trying to play that video game too. But the video game was about going to the next level, as games are. You go to the next level,
you're right? Leveling up,
leveling up.
So much sense because and that's then what you're doing.
And then but there is this when I went leveled up to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
To get through that level,
mm-hmm.
the avatar that I had, which didn't look at only the avatar, it was like a shadow. I mean, if you think about it, so if I thought about it, it was a shadow. But
interesting.
Or it had to turn into a shadow. So in that level, your avatar had to die to go into to get through the next level, and I couldn't you had to die. Then you had to figure out how to get in. To continue, and I couldn't, like, I kept dying, and I'm like, oh, wow. It would be like a delayed reaction that I could still keep going, but I had to be in a different form to move through that level. So I remember waking up because I think my alarm went off or something. I'm like, oh man, like, what was going
game
on?
Game over.
I know.
Right.
I know. So,
right. But this one, so that one would be playing games with you. You're not playing games anymore. And,
right.
And that experience with that ex really, you know, it's a blueprint that's taken over 10 years, but, you know, you like to take your time and you're very thorough, and it's not about time. It's an illusion, but it really is laying out the blueprint, and she wanted your attention, you know, but your focus is being split.
Right.
And that's, And you're not playing games anymore because her, you know, you think it's one thing and then it's something else.
Right.
But that's to show what you're leveling up to. Yeah, you're getting closer to somebody coming through your window. You're getting closer. I don't know why. I guess because, I don't know, it's so funny.
I think Melissa Etheridge is your favorite lesbian. That's what I think.
I don't know. I just think it's funny. You know what it is? It's because I told you this. I was at the Stonewall Inn, and there's this group, one of the resident lesbians, Maria. She does a parody of the song, and that's why, because it's so funny. I've come through my window, so she sings the song, but then she talks in between. So she'll say, like, come through my window. What the hell's wrong with you? I can't get you the door. Like, it's really funny. And she's like this Italian, very New York Italian lesbian. So it's but she has a great voice. So she sings it beautifully, but then she's commenting in between, and it made me cry. And I think that's kind of like, it always goes back in my brain. It's the funniest. I was crying. It was so funny, because she's like, "Hey, you bitches are crazy. Why do you have to use the window?" Really funny, and to the point that she's annoyed with the people in the song. Like they're getting on her last good nerve. It's very, very, very funny.
I'm sorry, her last gay nerve.
But
what was that?
Her last gay nerve, right? But speaking of my favorite lesbians, it's really funny for a straight chick. A lot of my really good friends are lesbians. So you, Anna, my friend Teresa, there's a bunch. I actually emailed Anna. So we might be playing with some dates.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah, you might be playing.
And
yeah,
I knew
right.
I couldn't
right.
answer
right.
it because you're asking about information that I am not
place.
Privy to.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a specific place. And I'm
no,
like,
no,
oh.
no, 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 no.
So I texted her when I saw that because you had done it, and I know she was working at her office. And so I texted
right.
her to at
oh,
least
nice.
Have a chance to look at it. So she didn't have a chance. She really was busy. So she saw it last night.
No, she got back to me. Yeah,
yeah,
she got
I know.
Back to me.
I know. She was talking to me while she was like, I'm going to tell her this. I'm like, yeah, okay. So,
yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, so we're gonna play with that probably down the road when the house is. Because I think that'd be great to I want it to feel like a vacation. That would be great, like down the road when the house is ready, because I don't want to, you know, whatever. And maybe do like Atlanta and Tybee Island if that plays out. But yeah, I'm half thinking of just taking a long weekend when my teaching schedule has a pause in it, and just going, taking the kids to Puerto Rico or something. I'd love to go to Colombia, but I don't know. Is Corona over? No, is it? I don't know what's going on. I'm very confused, and I haven't really been paying attention to the news, so I don't know what's happening. Is it over?
No, it's not over. It's never over. Well, not to say it's never over, but I actually don't know. I don't know the travel restrictions if you're coming from the U.S.
No, people are traveling.
Our cruise got canceled, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
So
That's right.
In certain areas, they are not taking on people from other countries. Probably smart, right?
And I get
that after the holidays, which was when everyone was like,
we're gonna
visit family no matter what. And so you knew there was gonna be a spike.
Right. That's a good point. That's a really good point. And also too, spring break is coming up.
Mm-hmm. So
it's gonna be interesting to see. So yeah. So we're gonna be very, very cautious. But yeah, I am desperate to do nothing in the sun. Probably with an ocean nearby.
Yeah.
Desperate. We'll figure something out. But I have a feeling I'm going to see you guys within the next several months, like sooner than later.
Yeah.
We need to get the hell out of there. New York is cold and dreary, and it's too much. And I need to bask in the sun and see some nature. I'm losing my mind. Too much.
Maybe we can go to Charleston, too. We can go by Charleston. See our old hometown, definitely my hometown. But
I've been to Charleston once. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful, but I haven't been
there
in years.
We're excited.
All right, then we have options.
We're excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, I need to get together with you all. Like, you're my family.
Well, you know, like
years.
Like you do the spur of the moment. Oh, Chattanooga, is that close? Like, yeah, we can go to Chattanooga. We can go to Chattanooga for the day.
Oh, I love that. I love adventures. Let's go in the car. Where are we going? I mean, because it starts when you get in the car and you're playing the music and you're just being stupid. Like, I'm all for an adventure. You know me. Love it.
Well, you know me.
I'll drive. No, it's going to be fun. But I think it's time. I think it's time that, we need to do a show together live, you know,
mm-hmm.
in separate rooms or whatever. But it's time. Yeah. When was the last time we all got together?
That's when we were in New York.
It's a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, while ago.
Longer for me. I mean, Anna and Amy have come up to visit to do work.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah.
But that was the summer before COVID. That was the summer before COVID.
So for
about
me, it was
two and a half years.
Yeah. Probably 3 years then for me.
About at least 3 years with you. And about three and a half years with you, and about 2.5 years with, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time. We need to get together in person. It's time.
Yeah,
that would be beautiful. Yeah, so I love that. So we'll come through each other's window in person. We'll figure that out, because that's the thing. We'll go get a bacon, egg, and cheese at the bodega, and you'll go to New Zealand, and it's all good. Okay.
Mm.
Well, on that lovely note, this was fun. This was thank you for the laughter.
It was good.
Thank you for the laughter.
Thanks to Jen and Marguerite for chiming in via chat.
Yes.
And
thank you so much.
And Jen, we are going to maybe revisit. She said she dreamt of a book she wrote and got up and wrote the title down. It was called The Great Redact, REDACT, Great Redact. So what are you redacting?
What does that mean? What is that?
Well, you know when documents are redacted by the government, so you can see some of it.
Is.
But then it's blacked out. Certain lines are blacked out.
Oh, yeah. That's what that means? Oh, I never knew that was a word. Okay. I'm telling you. It's the simple-minded hour with Luther Keys.
No.
I'm like, redact. What the hell is that? Is that a dinosaur? Redactyl. Redact. Oh.
The redactyl.
So they black it out. So I know that they do that. So
it's
called
to
great
edit Yeah, to redact, to edit, or like obscure. Like, I'm literally looking at this online. Yeah, censor obscure part of the text for legal or security purposes. Yeah.
I got that when I got adoption papers, could block out identifying information of Jeremiah's birth parents. So that I got redacted.
Oh, yeah.
Is that correct? Redacted documents, because they take a Sharpie and they black that out. So that's a word, redacted. And so the title of the book is The Great Redact?
Yeah, the Great Redact, yeah.
I like it because it's so interesting. I don't know what that means. That's really cool. All right, so you learned something every day on the Lois Effect.
She wrote in, she said, all the documents that are getting released with no information we can read. So that's her explanation. I will fill in the redacted parts with funny stuff. So that's what I'm thinking is for the show. I think
cute.
I love that. I love that idea of filling in the
fill it in.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like the gateway. It's like you gave, we'll end on this note. It's like, Jen, you gave source. Permission, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that you wrote that down, and then more is going to come. So she has a place where she wrote that down. You know, she has a dedicated, I don't see it as a scrap of paper. I think she found a dedicated place to write that down, and there's room for more information. I'm sensing that. So, cool. All right. Well, that's a much more elevated note to end than, you know, hose coming through your window. So on that note, although you wouldn't mind. You want to tell me when it's going to happen, Liz? Okay. So, you know, a girl needs to prepare. So anyway, because you have to be a responsible slut. Anyway, on that note, I am a responsible slut. I am, and you need to be too. We have to be responsible in our wholeness.
That's our PSA for the diet.
Yes,
be a responsible
slut. So on that note, if you need to get a hold of us, and I'm sure you don't want to after this train wreck of a show, I'm sure nobody wants to get a hold of us, but in case you do,
come
to the window and email us at loablends@gmail.com. And thankfully, we're scheduled to be back on the air not till Tuesday. Thank goodness. I can be more sane. This coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, stay safe, take care of yourselves and each other, and let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.
Good. Tell me that.